Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Why is it whenever I see a little baby, I immediately begin talking in a high-pitched voice, and before I know it, my vowels are stretched, and I hear myself saying, "What a darling baby!" Child development experts call this musical cadence of talking parent ease. And more researchers are telling us how important parent ease is to the development of infants and their future learning success. Early childhood experts have known for a long time that babies who have caregivers who talk to them frequently learn more words. In groundbreaking research completed almost 20 years ago, Betty Hart and Todd Risley looked at the development of language in children at a very young age in their homes. They entered the homes of 42 families from various socioeconomic backgrounds to observe interactions between a parent and child that shape language and vocabulary development. Their findings showed huge gaps between the number of words spoken as well as the types of messages and interactions. They found that 86% to 98% of the words used by each child by the age of 3 were directly from their parents' vocabularies. They also learned that not only were the words they used nearly identical, but also the average number of words utilized, the length of conversations, and the speech patterns were all extremely similar to those of their caregivers. This certainly is not new research, but educational policy and practice have been slow to integrate this type of knowledge. And now researchers like Patricia Kuehl at the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Science share similar research findings and tell us that the more a parent talks to their babies face-to-face, using parent ease or baby talk, the more words the child will know by the time they reach the age of 3. Kuehl tells us that the most effective technique is to exaggerate vowel sounds and raise the pitch of the voice. The baby is much more likely to babble back. This is a sign that they're picking up on the tools needed to learn new words. So, if it's exposure to the verbal language that infants need, why not just play DVDs? In fact, why not run it 24/7? Kuehl and others believe that there is no benefit with DVD recordings to pick up language. There's something special with face-to-face communication. It is interesting that many are thinking that the key to early learning is talking. Specifically, the more a child is spoken to from parents and caregivers alike, the better it is. So, parents, put those smartphones away, shut off the television, put away the iPad and talk to your babies. Purposely expose them to new words by reading aloud, conversing, interacting, and narrating life's experiences. The research tells us that by waiting until the age of 4, we have wasted precious time in our children's development. The window to learning starts early. So join us this month as we blog about the importance of talking to babies and young children. We will explore ways for parents to get over the feelings of silliness in communicating with the very young. We'll look forward to hearing about how you have encouraged communication and early literacy with your children. And we may also explore how parent educators and early childhood professionals can encourage talk. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.